After spending more than 8 years in a prison in Libya, a group of Bulgarian medical workers were flown to freedom today. The five nurses and a Palestinian-born doctor, who's now a Bulgarian citizen, were pardoned on their arrival in the Bulgarian capital, Sofia. The Libyans had convicted the medics of deliberately infecting more than 400 Libyan children with the HIV virus, although most international health experts dismissed that accusation. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Sofia. And Ivan, it must have been an emotional homecoming today.
It was. Just last week, Robert, these nurses were in a Libyan prison. They were facing a death sentence for a crime they continue to say they never committed. The announcement for this release was very sudden, even for the nurses. One of the nurses says she was awakened this morning at 4 a.m., and within 2 hours, she was being taken to the airport for the flight aboard a French government jet to Sofia. When they landed here, they were greeted on the tarmac by crying family members, and moments later, the president of Bulgaria himself, who officially pardoned the five Bulgarian nurses and the sixth Palestinian doctor.
Now, the six were sentenced to death by a Libyan court after an investigation by Libyan authorities. Libyan courts then upheld this conviction. But I want you to describe the very serious doubts about these convictions elsewhere in the world.
Well, first of all, the nurses allege that they were confessed to intentionally infecting these children with HIV. They say that they were forced to confess under torture, under electric shocks. There have subsequently been a series of reports conducted by international health experts, including one French doctor who discovered the AIDS virus. They studied the evidence that the Libyan authorities presented, and they concluded that this was most likely a hospital-borne infection, that the children, they were infected through unsanitary procedures in the hospital, and that in some cases they found some of the children were probably infected before the Bulgarian nurses even arrived in Libya to work there. We've spoken to a health official at the United Nations Children's Fund. He said that this was a clear case of scapegoating the foreign health workers.
Now, I want you to describe the rather remarkable deal that was arrived at. That has resulted first in the commutation of sentence last week from death to life in prison, and then the transfer of everyone to Bulgaria, where they were pardoned.
Just last week, the international fund that's supposed to be helping the families of these infected children, it announced that it had received more than $400 million, $1 million per infected child, to help the treatment and care for these families. And soon after that announcement was made, the death sentences were removed from these six foreign health workers. Now, the decision to release the workers today, that came after an agreement was reached between European diplomats and the Libyan government, a promise to expand trade links, diplomatic links, to help refurbish hospitals in Libya as well. And that has already been criticized. The organization Physicians for Human Rights, they are accusing the Libyans of literally ransoming nurses and medics who were falsely accused, they say, for upwards of $400 million.
And not only getting the money, but also getting better relations with Europe in the process.
Exactly. And this is going to help Libya get out of the shell. It's been the isolation it's experienced since the 1980s. We already had the U.S. Open diplomatic ties with Libya in recent years since it gave up its weapons of mass destruction program. And now the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, he has pledged to travel to Libya tomorrow to help introduce this country to the international community.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Sofia, Bulgaria. Ivan, thank you very much. And our coverage of the medical workers' release continues online with a timeline of events leading up to their freedom and an analysis of the recent shift in U.S.-Libyan relations at npr.org.